yes.
First Eagles rejoin in the history of the Rich Cannon Show.
That it is.
I didn't call for this. Stiz is like...
It's because he's so excited you were.
Yeah.
Going to your Sphere show and throw my man a bone.
Thank you, buddy.
So who's dead in the Eagles? Just Glenn Frey?
I think so. I think they're all there.
Yeah.
My man Joe Walsh is there. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's true. He's the heart and soul of the Eagles, no question. I think that Vince Gill is doing the...
He is?
Yeah, I think Vince Gill's filling in, I believe. I don't know why.
I'm going to excessively taunt Don Henley and see how he takes it.
You should. Well, Chad Tracy will defend you. He'll kick out anyone who... he'll kick you out. That's so funny. I have not had in a long time such a divisive interview where
people really are
either on Team Chad Tracy, like, yes, way to stick up for Jared Duran, or what are you doing? I don't know.
It's amazing that emotion is there, because obviously the Red Sox have won 5 in a row. Duran had the walk-off hit Sunday. And I'm not even saying you're wrong to bring it up, because I think it is something people want to discuss. The Duran situation, despite the winning streak, still is just something. It's like, what's going on here? This is a weird thing.
There's enough of a sample size where you have to, like, it's an issue. It's a problem.
Yeah,
because obviously everyone wants him to continue to play as well as he's been playing. And there's been so much of this now. And I did think it was kind of wild. I mean, if the person did, I guess Nesson was reporting that they weren't just, Chad Tracy said the person was moved to a different seat. No, they were actually kicked out of the
I think what Fenway. He said is we were fine if they moved him somewhere else and not out of the park. We just wanted him out of our face.
Yeah.
But they're in the dugout. Like, I get it, like, walking back. Like, even Contreras with the head tap yesterday, I watched the whole thing develop, and I saw him tap in the head, and he said after I was looking at a Dominican guy in the stands, and there was a guy with a Dominican like flag that was like, they were interacting somehow, and I'm not sure why, he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't looking at the first base up at all, but anyway, that's the section where you have fan interaction. But once you get back to the dugout, I'm surprised they can hear in there.
Yeah, that was strange. The whole thing was strange. I just think that what happened was, if I had to guess, is that there was a dude who was yelling stuff at Jaren Duran that wasn't personal. It was about his batting average, 198. But that kind of stuff gets to Jaren Duran.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Chad Tracy wanted to make sure that this guy stopped doing that, because that could, right now, you need Jaren Duran to play as good as he's been playing. You don't need anything in his head. You definitely don't want him to cause a scene. So they went and they got the guy kicked out.
He's like Marty McFly in Back to the Future. You can't call him chicken, or otherwise he'll like go on the drag race.
Which,
you know?
By the way, they completely created that storyline in the second Back to the Future out of nowhere. And then, because it was such a huge plot point in the second and third one, where everything went haywire when you called him chicken. Like, they invented that out of nowhere. Nowhere in the first movie was it mentioned that if you call him chicken, he would just go nuts. And go,
well, he knocked out Biff in the diner.
But they didn't call him chicken.
That was such a
dumb made up thing to move the plot along. And I like the Back in the Future movies. I do. Matter of fact, I didn't like the third one when I, you know, back in the day, but a rewatch, not bad. Not too bad. Real quick, I got to get to this, because I was texting Stiz about this yesterday, or Stiz texted a video out, and I'll watch these videos all day. So Malik Beasley got in trouble for betting on games. And there's apparently 4 specific games that were quoted in this indictment. And there are people going through the videos of each one of these games, and it is absolutely effing hysterical.
Oh, my God.
Like, there was one game where I guess...
The rebound game?
Yeah. Malik Beasley, it was like 3.5 rebounds, the over, I guess, that Malik Beasley had bet on himself. And Malik Beasley goes in there, and he's boxing out his own players to get rebounds.
He's boxing out Giannis.
to get it. And then, like, you'll see, like near the end of the game when there's only a couple minutes left, because he's only got 3 rebounds, he's got to get that 4th one. You'll see him just flying from off screen and just knocking people out of the way to try to get the rebound. And with like 2 seconds left, he doesn't get this rebound. And it looks like somebody kicked his puppies, like, due to the amount of money I just lost. And then somehow magically there's like a foul and he gets a minute, like the final rebound with like 0.2 seconds left. And you've never seen a happier man in your life. There was a game, too, where they were up by, like, 11 points or something, and it was the end of the...
Oh, that one's great.
Yeah, the end of the game. There's 5 seconds left. Somebody, like misses a shot, and he takes the ball and runs it down the court.
He is Usain Bolt to get a basket
and
down 9.
And dunks it. The game is over. They're down 9, but it doesn't matter. 5 seconds left, he just runs all the way down and dunks it to make sure we are getting the over, mother effer. I mean, it truly is. It is kind of wild how... these people who make millions upon millions of dollars get sucked into this, you know, being part of the sports betting thing. It really is wild.
The prop bets, I think, are going to go away at some point. I don't know. Maybe there's too much money involved in it, and they'll look past it, but those are a problem. You would admit. Like, it's so tempting for athletes. They think they can navigate it within the game and still compete. But it's so easy for the prop bet stuff to swing.
But we're seeing it every... See, I think this is a way larger issue, unfortunately. Yeah. And again, unfortunately, I feel like the genie's kind of out of the bottle. But we're not just seeing it in sports. We're seeing it in politics. We're seeing it, you know, these betting sites where you can bet on a presidential announcement or, you know, whatever.
Well, there was another clip. I think it was from Arena League Football where this dude, like, caught... This is, like, you know, with, like, 5 minutes left in the game, wide open, catches this bomb and just starts running, and, like, no one's behind him, and you see him run out of bounds at, like, the 10-yard line. And somebody I saw took that clip and then put @FBI and, like, copied the FBI on it. Yeah, I mean, the Malik Beasley clips, I can watch them all day.
Oh,
especially, there's one guy who went through the entire game and did a play-by-play of, like, him trying to box out his own players.
That's
for
the best
rebound.
One. Well, I don't know. The sprinting for the basket is also great.
It's great. So, he got in trouble. I don't know what he's going to end up getting. I mean, I got to think that that's jail time, but, well, either way. All right, 617-779-7937. We will... launch your take grenades. You've been leaving messages throughout the show. Also, take your calls as well, and we will do that right after this. It's 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted, Johnson. You can call us at 617-779-7937. Stiz, when are we going to get some more of your stuff? When's some Stiz Grimy on here?
I know, you know, I appreciate that. I always feel like, I don't want to, like, plug my own stuff into it. But, yeah, I should do that.
Put it in once a month. The one that you sent me was legit... great. Like, it was really, really good.
Fire Flame Spitter.
No, it was very, very good. I have not heard any of your other stuff, just that one song. So I would very much want to welcome it. Ken, you were in a band too, right?
I was in a couple bands, yeah.
When can I hear your stuff?
I'm not sure we have any of these recordings handy, but, you know, we'll recreate it.
All right. We've played Jackson stuff before, which I like. I liked it very much. I forget what the name of the band was. It was like something highway. I forget, but it was very good.
When are we going to get your band?
I know,
I heard
really.
You were in a band.
Yeah, Rich was in a serious band. Toured the country. And...
Yeah, yeah. Miller's Tale was the name of the band.
Miller's Tale?
Yes, Miller's Tale.
Like Tale, like...
T-A-L-E. It was from Canada.
Not Hutton Tale?
No. That was not us. We were four normal-looking guys who... screamed a lot and spit on each other.
So what is Miller's Tale in reference to?
It's the Canterbury Tales. It was like the...
Oh, you had a little Russian? You're like a little nerd?
It was the raunchiest of all the stories. Like, they each had to tell a story. It was like, I was, you know, it's like...
It sounds like D&D.
I guess. At some point, I forgot, you know, what I even named it after, and it just became Miller's Tale, and, you know, and people thought it was, does that mean you're drunk? Like, no.
I haven't heard you this embarrassed since you did the Hurt song.
Oh, no, I'm not embarrassed at all.
You sound a little embarrassed.
Oh, I was very proud of the band. I loved the band I was in. But, no, that's, you know, I'm...
Now look at you. Ken, Jackson, and Stiz. This is your life.
There we go. How about that? By the way, have you guys ever run into somebody who has used Ozempic who didn't eat it and it took you by surprise?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is the weirdest thing
Didn't need it. You mean you thought they looked fine?
Like, they weren't fat, and they took Ozempic anyway. I ran into somebody that I hadn't seen in about 2 years yesterday, and he looked like it's terrifying.
Exactly. Same thing happened with me, and I know the person well enough that I was like, dude, like, you look too skinny.
Yeah, like gaunt.
You look sick. Yeah.
Right. Is there a medical reason they would have done it? Like, they were, like, diabetic or something, and they have to, like, or no?
I just think that they felt that they were a little chunky, and they wanted, but they never looked chunky. Like, they didn't look fat. But, I mean, now he looks like the dude who drank from the wrong grail.
Well, I always feel that way about, like, former NFL players. Some of them just totally shrink.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were juicing or what it was, but some of them, you see them and you're shocked.
Oh, sure.
So, well, I'm sure it's that kind of vibe.
But at least with a lot of them, they look healthy. Like, I remember seeing Vince Wilfork a couple of years after he was done. Vince looks great. I don't know if you've seen him, but
yeah,
Vince,
we saw him on Radio Row. He and Teddy reunited.
Oh, you
awesome.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... I actually would like to hear that interview because I know the history behind those two.
Yeah, he sat down for a little bit, but they did like a big man hug before. It was awesome.
Good for them,
you
man.
You could tell whatever it was squashed in that moment.
Good. Because I know that Ted felt really bad about there being a rift between the two of them. That's great. But no, Vince Wilfork looks like half a Wilfork.
Yeah.
He's like tiny, and he looks great. No, I'm talking about somebody, like, it's a look where your eyes get sunken. and like your cheeks kind of go in.
It's kind of zombie-ish.
It is.
And if they have a lot of tattoos, they just look like the drummer of Rage Against the Machine with the black arm tattoos, you know? It all just kind of mixes together.
Everyone looks like Perry Farrell of Jane's Addiction. Like, there is kind of like a heroin look, like, you know, yeah. But it's very, it took me so by surprise that I think I audibly went, whoa, when I saw them. And that was very rude. I didn't mean to do that. But, I mean, especially when it's somebody, and listen, I'm all for if you are overweight and you can quickly lose the weight and it makes you healthier and feel better, I'm great. It's one of the best medical advancements that we've had in our lifetimes as far as, like, you know, the obesity epidemic. Great. Awesome. But this was somebody who I don't think ever needed it, and all of a sudden, you can definitely tell.
You know what's a good example? I'm sure both of you guys have seen lately is Sharon Osbourne and Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought that was just like facial surgery, but you could be right. It does kind of have that.
Zempy.
It might be. You might be right. All right. Let's get to some take grenades, shall we? Incoming! And would you mind grabbing my sponsor for me there? I know it's Milligan and Higgins, but I want to give them the proper plug. And while we're doing that, you've been leaving your messages all day today over there on the Odyssey app. You press that little microphone button, leave yourself a take grenade. We play them here in the 5 o'clock hour. Let's launch the first one, shall we?
Trace, thank you so much. You have the back of your players. But the rest of you out there, you 18 to 34-year-olds a little bit who have no freaking clue what it's like to get in front of people, as many, and to have thousands and millions of people tweeting and texting and everything, getting on someone's back, and you're doing it on purpose, knock it the heck off. And I'm serious, because it comes around on you. Words hurt.
Okay, is that Mama Fratelli Mama talking Fratelli? About Chad Tracy there? All right, Mama Fratelli, listen to you.
I thought she'd be old school. She's new school.
She's new school, I know. Very strange. Brought to you by Milligan & Higgins, by the way. OUI and criminal defense attorneys. Go to MilliganandHiggins.com for a free consultation. Listen, even Mama Fratelli's fired up by that Chad Tracy
sticking
interview.
Sticking up on Jared, like it.
I'm telling you, one way or the other. They pick a side. Let's go to the tape.
Well, I'm going to say words that I never thought I'd say. Ken was right. Diana Russini, a floozy.
Oh, that's a great point. I forgot about that word.
That video that came out.
Thank you.
The police cam video of her getting pulled over and, you know, trying to, like, impress the police officer by getting his favorite coach on the phone, mm-hmm. Kevin O'Connor for the Vikings. The way she just kept talking, I thought
devious.
To myself,
bad news.
This is someone that I never would want to go out to dinner with. It's just like
she's going to entrap you,
right? Now I see like Vrabel had it the best. All right, we're there together for a little bit and then we're gone.
More than a little bit
for a while. No, I don't know. According to reports, Stiz asked me if I wanted some of it. Maybe just to illustrate what I'm talking about. Let's take a listen.
Of all times, it's like they don't expect you, football fan.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked that they fired me. I cannot believe it. You know who was on the phone with?
Who?
Brian Vrabel. He's the boss of the Giants.
Oh, okay.
Are you a fan of Giants or Jets?
I'm not a fan of either, so.
What is your team?
I'm a Vikings fan, unfortunately. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, and that's when she pulls on the Vikings thing and gives it to him, and then she rips on the quarterback of the Vikings, yeah.
It's just men are not smart, and we have low resistance. And when you prey on that, I lose respect. It's just the poor guy. And the Patriots season, again, is at stake here. Ted said they were sixth in the AFC. If they have a bad year, this is going to come back, and Diana Russini will be blamed as the problem that started all this.
I think it's over, Ken.
What's
it's
over?
Done. I think they're reaching. We're going to body cam footage from like a year ago. Like, I think it's dead in the water.
You just wait.
No mas.
Our guy Mike Florio said tomorrow evening, right before the big holiday weekend, they're going to dump that investigation that the Atlantic did, or the Athletic rather, on Diana Russini, and it's going to be damning, and no one's going to read it.
How did they not even get this, the body cam
Well,
thing?
That's what Florio pointed out. Again, this is a fail from them. They should have been the first to get the footage and go after their own employee.
I guess so. I just
instead, they said it was factual that she would FaceTime, which she did not.
I just love how the New York Times could not get the New York Times to make a comment to a story in the New York Times. All right, let's go to the next one.
Jaylen Brown here. Get your Jaylen Brown here. Pennies on the dollars for Jaylen Brown. We even take just one pick. Any pick. Maybe some magic bean. Get your Jaylen Brown here. That's
Brad Stevens on the phone calling all the teams, according to all the reports. Man, it is really... It is ridiculous just how, like, nobody wants him. Like, nobody wants him, according to all the reports. Like, even, like, Windhorst got, like, pissed. He's like, I tell you the amount of teams that Brad Stevens has called, but I don't want to really get into that.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I don't want to defend that number, that large number.
Better phrase, toothpaste out of the tube or pennies on the dollar? We've had those two emerge in the Jaylen.
Toothpaste out of the tube. Okay, that's the big one.
Right,
you can't unbreak the ice.
But pennies
they're offering
on the
him everywhere, Rich.
What was that? Very manly Windhorst. What did you just say there?
They're offering him everywhere, Rich.
Does he have LeBron's? That. He's supposed to be the LeBron whisperer. Okay. What's happening with your guy?
He just said, "Damn it! I just had this story. It's great." Windhorst said something along the lines of, "It's like, come on, you sons of bitches, follow the logic. Like, which team? What's the one team? It's not the Cavs." God, I got to find this clip. Matter of fact, we'll play it when we get back. But he is getting very sassy. Like, he's getting very upset at people who are doubting his sources.
Windy.
Yeah, Windhorst. He's getting very upset with people who are doubting his sources, especially when it comes to LeBron. Because for years, he was the barnacle. He was the LeBron barnacle. Just followed him everywhere. So he's got some inside stuff about what's going to be happening here in about 15 minutes when free agency opens.
Quiet day. 15 minutes of free agency, no new Jaylen stuff.
Nope, no new Jaylen's because nobody wants him, apparently. Nobody wants him. Very strange. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.
They're offering him everywhere, Rich.
Oh, you picked this one.
This is Miller's Tale.
This is like the first thing we ever recorded, I believe.
The first thing I found.
Oh, yeah.
So if you know there's any swears coming up, please save me.
I didn't swear.
Well, clean.
I kind of yell at this one, but there's other ones I yell even more. Yeah.
Wait, so that's you doing the vocals?
Yeah. Yeah, this is like...
I can see the mosh pits going. There we go.
There's a lot of comments, too. Like, I saw these guys in Atlanta. They were freaking awesome.
It was fun. We were. I was in a band with the guys from Seven Dust. We all kind of came up. It was like Seven Dust, Stuck Mojo, and us in a band called Bullhead Clap were kind of like the Atlanta hardcore scene for a while.
I caught some of the video. You look very intense on stage. That must have been like a draining experience.
I don't even know if there's like live stuff there. It was fun. We made an album that was called White Collar Burnout that actually was pretty good. I'm kind of proud of. But that's like an old school one. That's one of the first ones we ever recorded. And that
sounds
was
like Central New York hardcore right there. Like,
well, thank you. Thank you.
Is that an insult?
No, it's Central
New York hardcore.
I don't know Central New York. I know New York hardcore, and I'm a huge fan. Who's in Central New York?
You know what? I can't think of any of the bands right now, but they were very, very, very heavy.
I loved Helmet. I was a big fan. Helmet was a great band, one of my favorites. As a matter of fact, when I saw them in concert, it changed my life. They were a band when I saw them. I'm like, I can do now. This is something I can do, or I want to do. They're one of the few bands that I saw in concert. And I went, yep. And somehow I ended up not doing that at all. Ended up doing this. Well, there you go.
What
ended up
downer.
Bitching about Chad
Jaren Duran. Yeah,
Jaren Duran.
Trying to take
I guess.
Chad Tracy down. By the way, speaking of baseball, since you brought it up, I'm not pivoting. Richard Deitch reports NBC had a 4 million viewer average on NBC and Peacock, the most watched Sunday night baseball game in 15 years. 15 years, which goes back to Red Sox-Yankees 2011. So this last Sunday was a huge number
for
MLB.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's great. Because, I mean, it was...
It's surprising given the Red Sox, record.
Yes,
you know?
It totally was.
And no Judge.
It's not a rivalry anymore, right. There's no Judge, and, I mean, they... Yeah, no one expected that to be a good game at all, and it was an excellent game. Like, that was one of the better games of the year. Hmm. I mean, there's no question it was the best game of the year.
Are people back? You mentioned this to Tracy, like, people were talking Red Sox again. I hate to say they're back, But it is fun to watch for a short spurt all of a sudden.
They continue this. Like, if they continue to win, and I know that obviously they've had five in a row. Now, I think they've won six of the last seven. But when you sweep the Yankees and you do it in dramatic fashion on Sunday Night Baseball, people are going to start talking about you again. People are going to start caring. And you know what? I like that the team's got a little bit of attitude. I'm not talking about the Jaren Duran type attitude. I'm talking about the Wilson Contreras type of attitude. Like, oh, that's, for sure. And that's the kind you like.
Siegler, I think people are starting to like. Abreu, people already like.
Yep. Tolley, everybody loves. Mm-hmm. Sonny Gray got out there. I mean, had a no-hitter through seven-something innings.
Durbin, for some reason, because of Lorenzo, I guess.
Durbin's been great. Yeah, right. I mean, it's like there's now players on this team that you're saying to yourself, man, if they got to trade a few of these guys, it's going to hurt. And whereas, what, 3-4 weeks ago, we're like, everyone's gone. Just get rid of everyone. You know? And maybe, just maybe, if the team continues to win and they start doing well, maybe sooner rather than later, you'll see certain players, you know, get back on the field quicker.
Right. There'll be incentive for my man Roman.
Right. Maybe Roman Anthony will go, maybe I'll play through the pain.
All right.
You know, as I said, I'm not calling anybody out, but it's human nature. Why would you rush yourself back until you're 100% if it's a team that stinks? But if it's a team that's playing well and it seems like it's fun and the crowd's into it, sure, I'd rush back. I'd play at 80%. I wouldn't wait till 100.
Did you see that report I sent? So Feinsand was going through all the teams and what their biggest needs were. And the Red Sox, middle infield, second/shortstop. They're collectively like the lowest OPS in baseball among those two positions. Not a surprise. You know, Trevor Story's out, and they have Chang in at short right now and Siegler, who's done all right. But
yeah,
it makes sense that that's the position. If you're going to trade and acquire somebody, you would go middle infield. My man Jeremy Pena. Let's see if the Astros were sellers.
Pena watch.
Pena watch. Just like Trey Murphy watch.
I got a text and I looked down at my phone. It just says Pena watch. I'm like, okay.
I'm the only one on Pena watch. But at one point, I was the only person on Giannis watch. I would just like to say that.
It's true. You knew before anyone else. It was funny. I saw Pena watch. I didn't have to see who it was from. I'm like, that's a Ken text.
Boy, Jackson's really getting into this baseball.
Yeah, Jackson's on Pena watch.
And Mbappe has scored. France won, Sweden nil. So
okay, all right.
The guy is just delivers every time. It's automatic.
Am I wrong to root for shootouts every match? Like, this is fine. Like, I like the fact that somebody scored, but those shootouts yesterday were effing awesome.
They were pretty good, but I fear for the lives of these people who miss. Like,
dude,
they show the
yes.
crowd after the miss, and it's like, people have this look on their face of, I am stabbing you in the parking lot after this match is over.
And
I can't believe you missed that.
And the people who, you know, as they, you know, should, because it's their job, but I mean, they slow-mo the people in agony when they shank one, and
they
put their hands over their face like, oh, and it's different if it's blocked. Like, if it's blocked, you're like, okay. And you start to realize pretty quick, the goalie's just like randomly choosing a side to dive. Like, he'll dive to the right and he'll go completely to the left.
Like, when they have a save, like that one guy last night had a save where he went slightly to his right and stuck his hand up and saved it. It's one of the more incredible things when that happens. It's
pure
like,
luck.
What?
Pure luck.
Is it? I guess.
I mean, you got to, first of all, you have a 50% chance of going in the wrong direction.
And he didn't dive. He went over and like actually stopped it. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's right. And that one he went up. But I mean, it's the guys who shank the goal altogether.
Oh, yeah.
The ones who, no matter what, they just kick it above it or they kick it to the right or the left. Those are the dudes I feel sorry for. Because you're right. In some of these countries, they're not as forgiving. I mean, we've heard horror stories of how some of the fans, you know, interact with some of the players.
See, it could be worse, Jaren.
That's right.
It's true. Good points, dude.
It could be worse. All right. Well, we got Red Sox baseball. Let's see if they can go for six in a row. I don't see why not.
Here we go. Connelly early tonight.
All right. I'm feeling good about this one.
Oh, don't say that. Last time you felt good about something, the last two times it didn't go well.
No, it did not.
For the
I'm
Celtics.
Feeling bad about this one.
Ooh, a rich curse?
No.
It could be.
Too late the show.
All right, everybody. Have yourself a fantastic evening. Christian Arcan. He's going to be bringing you into the old ball game. He is live from Fenway Park right now. Hopefully the rain stays away. Enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. If you missed our Chad Tracy interview, very controversial. You can hear it on the podcast over there on the Odyssey app. Everybody listen to some Stiz Grimy today.
No, Miller's tail.
If you like to, sure.
All of our stuff.
There you go. All of our. Jackson, what's your band called?
Truman Highway.
Truman Highway. What's yours, Ken?
Surf Agents.
Surf Agents. All right, there we go. We should all go on tour together. All right, everybody, have yourself a great evening. We will see you again tomorrow. Bye.